For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The new development bank founded by the BRICS nations started business in Shanghai on Tuesday. The BRICS countries include the world's major emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The bank aims to mobilize resources for infrastructure and sustainable development projects in BRICS, as well as other emerging and developing economies. It has an initial authorized capital of $100 billion. Former vice chair of China's top political advisory body has been formally arrested as prosecutors open a criminal investigation. Ling Jihua has also been expelled from the Communist Party of China and removed from public office. Ling was the former vice chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference and head of the United Front Work Department of the CPC Central Committee. Statement issued after the meeting says Ling is being investigated for accepting huge bribes and obtaining a great deal of the party's and state's core secrets and other criminal offenses. Ling was first put under investigation in December. Cuba's national flags being raised over the country's newly opened embassy in Washington as diplomatic ties between the two nations have been restored after more than half a century. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez attended the ceremony and later had a meeting with his U.S. counterpart, John Kerry. The U.S. embassy in Havana was also officially reopened Monday. Kerry will travel to Havana next month to attend a flag-raising ceremony. The UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed the historic agreement reached between Iran and the major world powers on Iranian nuclear issues, paving the way to lift the sanctions imposed by the US, EU, and UN on Iran. It marks the formal UN approval of the hard-won agreement reached between Tehran and the permanent members of the Security Council, plus Germany, after 18 straight days of talks in Vienna earlier this month. China's permanent representative to the UN, Liu Jiayi, said that the unanimous adoption represents the first important step in implementing the Iran nuclear deal. He called on all parties to solve the remaining issues on a win-win basis. At least 31 people have been killed by a suspected suicide bomber in southeastern Turkey. The explosion happened in front of Amara Cultural Center near the Syrian town of Kobani. A group of young activists were gathered to discuss helping rebuild Kobani. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Local authorities blamed the IS group for the attack, saying it was a retaliation for the Turkish government's efforts to fight terrorism. Following the attack, angry locals held a sit-in, but the protests later turned violent. Police deployed water cannons and tear gas to disperse the angry crowd. British Prime Minister David Cameron's unveiled new long-term plans to tackle extremism. He warned citizens instead of being some valued member of a movement, they're more likely to become cannon fodder of the poisonous ideology. Announcing the key principles in his new scheme, Cameron said Britain's strategy to defeat extremism must confront head-on the extreme ideology and enforce British values. He added that the strategy must be to tackle both the non-violent and violent parts of the ideology and to embolden different voices within the Muslim community. Athens has paid around 2 billion euros to the International Monetary Fund and is no longer in arrears. The repayment and another 4.2 billion to the European Central Bank was made after the EU agreed last week to 7 billion euros of emergency funding assistance to Greece. In the meantime, Greek banks reopened on Monday after being closed for 3 weeks, the withdrawal limits being capped at 420 euros per week. Renowned physicist Stephen Hawking's joining a Russian billionaire to launch a major new effort to search for alien life. Hawking's offered his support to tech entrepreneur Yuri Milner's Breakthrough Initiatives project, a $100 million quest to see if extraterrestrial intelligence exists.
It's time to commit to finding the answer to search for life beyond Earth. The Breakthrough Initiatives are making that commitment. We are alive. We are intelligent. We must know.
The search will involve the world's most powerful telescopes, allied to some 9 million volunteers donating their spare computing power. The result will be a global supercomputer capable of scanning the skies using 10 billion different frequencies. Health officials in South Korea say they'll be able to declare an end to the country's MERS crisis on August 2nd if no new cases are confirmed in the meantime. No new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome have been identified in the last 16 days. 14 patients remain in hospital. 20 people are still quarantined. The virus has killed 36 people in the country. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.